This election night, C-SPAN delivers something different. Not just the presidential race, but the state races that will decide the balance of power in Congress. Follow C-SPAN Tuesday, November 5th on TV, online, or on the free C-SPAN Now video app.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Marie is with me on the line today because, Marie, you want to explain a situation you had recently about booking tickets for a gig. Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's right. There was a show on in the Hawkswell in Sligo there started this week for kids when they were off school. And I knew about it and I went to book it last Friday after I finished work. But I wasn't able to book a wheelchair ticket. I'm a wheelchair user, so I wasn't able to book it online. I had to call the box office. So Tuesday morning, as soon as they opened, I called them. I was looking for 3 children and myself. That's no problem until I explained that I was using a wheelchair. So the only tickets they could give me was where I was down in the stalls and the 3 girls would have been up in the balcony.
So you'd have been separated, Marie?
Yeah, yeah.
And what age are your kids?
It was my own daughter is 7 and then my 2 nieces, which were 9 and 10.
You wanted to be beside them, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I kind of, asked, was there any other options? She was very nice about it. She looked in, she said no. That really was the only option. I even asked, could I have maybe 2 of them away from me and 1 with me. Now, she explained kind of that the wheelchair spot, they had to physically remove seats, to accommodate that. Because when I looked online, I could kind of, to me, it looked like there was 3 available seats there. But whatever way other seats around me were booked, it wasn't possible. There was only room for the wheelchair there.
So there's obviously, I'm familiar with the Hawkswell, all right, in Sligo, yeah. Marie. I haven't been there now in a couple of years, so could well have gone on, gone through a lot of development since I've been in it.
Yeah.
But there's obviously, there is the wheelchair accessible area or spot or location, and there's obviously so many spots, is there? And
yeah, well, looking from, when you go to book it online and you can see the map, so it looked like it's kind of at the back of the stall, they have like 3 wheelchair symbols. So I could see that. And then they have the little circles for the actual seats. So to me, it looks like to get a wheelchair spot, they have to physically take out 2 of the actual seats.
And you were trying to book these tickets last Friday to go to the show when, Marie?
Well, yeah, I did. I tried to book them on Friday evening when I came home from work. And it was only at that point I realised I couldn't book them online.
And were you trying to go this week to the show?
It was, the show was on. It was a show for the kids, so I think it was on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay. So it wasn't on it was a few days before.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So it was, for a start, I was kind of worried about, okay, I can't book them now. I have to wait and ring the box office on Tuesday. Is it going to sell out in the meantime? That was my concern as well.
So what was the upshot? Did you get to go?
No, I wasn't able to go. We kind of went through, I went through kind of different iterations with her, but nothing was working. The girls wouldn't have been anywhere near me. And I did actually ask, just out of curiosity, would we be able to go the following day? But again, no. we wouldn't.
Just booked out.
It was the same. It was the same. Well, it wasn't booked out. There were still some tickets available, but it would always have been a case that nobody was with me. The girls were away.
And is that, like, just to park the Hawkswell for a moment, is that your, would that be your usual experience, Marie? In other venues?
Yeah, I mean, like, I lived in Dublin for years, so I'm not long kind of moved down. But yeah, you get to know different venues and kind of what the different process is for different places. Now, it's years and years since I was in the Hawkswell, so, you know, I wasn't sure what the setup was or how it was going to work.
Mm. Did the kids know you were trying to book these tickets?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
So they were just probably disappointed then.
Yeah, because, like, you know, and the thought crossed my mind, but there's no point booking it unless they actually wanted to go, you know. So I kind of said, is this something you'd like to go? And yeah.
What was the name of the show?
The Wacky Witch and Her Cauldron or something like that.
I think I saw actually a few people I know from Sligo, I think, were at that over the weekend.
Well, yeah,
and it looked
good, and it apparently got good reviews, yeah. Yeah, it was just disappointing.
I know. I can appreciate that. We get on to the Hawkswell for you, Marie. And they've got back to me today. They've sent me in a statement there in the past few moments about this. And look, they say they're disappointed at the experience that you had recently in trying to book a wheelchair position with two seats for family members. We're proud of how hard the Hawkswell staff work to personalise the service for those in need of wheelchair positions. We are aware that this booking occurred. Now, they say on the morning of the production, which was close to sold out.
This
is why we moved to deal with wheelchair requests in person or over the phone rather than online. We'd very much like to ensure Marie's needs are met in all future events at our theatre. And they go on then too, just to recommend, you know, to people who have maybe other specific requirements, access requirements to book. We recommend looking well ahead in our programme to get in touch with the team, and we will then reserve or book the total number of seats required for family and friends. And it goes on. And happy to send you a copy of that, Marie, as well. Hopefully the next time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But I suppose it's not really equality if, you know, someone who's using a wheelchair has to book something so far in advance.
No, it's a fair point.
And there are venues where you can book the, you know, a wheelchair space.
Online. Yeah.
Yeah.
Graham is with me too. Graham, you've been listening to Marie. Have you had experiences similar to this?
Yeah. I'm a wheelchair user myself. I'm 40 years of age, and I'm a big concert goer, so this would be a yearly occurrence. On your way to a concert, you're kind of worrying what kind of hassle you're going to face as you get to the gig, even if you got the right amount of tickets or not. And the problem is the inconsistency with either the staff in the venue or security. The countless rows I've had over the years about, you know, I've gone to a gig where maybe it's all standing on the floor, but there'd be a cordon off area in the corner right at the front of the stage, and sometimes you'll be told the person with you isn't allowed to go with you, and then you're kind of going, well, I didn't buy the ticket to come to the concert
on my own,
and then the person that's there with you, which they call in the music world as well as your companion, goes outside the railings, and it's just an embarrassing experience. The bigger venues, it's less issue, but the smaller venues where there's always a workaround, it's just there's no willpower to kind of make that decision there and then, because someone's afraid that someone's making the wrong decision. But it's all the time at the smaller venues, especially in Dublin City. I had an experience at the Olympia in 2022. I went to see CMAT, and it was my first time in the Olympia in years, and down at the back they had these like two or three kind of, the only way I can describe them was like cherry pickers. So me and my friend got into the cherry picker, and we had access to, we had our own key. I thought, this is amazing. Rise up, you press a button, you rise up over the crowd, you can see everything. We had a brilliant, brilliant night, and I thought, Jesus, that's amazing. Went to the same gig the year later, and my friend was told he wasn't allowed in it. And I said, but he was in it last year, and he was in it the last time we were in the venue. And he said, well, no, things have changed now.
But you couldn't bring your buddy, would you?
So I'm in a feckin' cherry picker, and my friend's like about 4 or 5 feet under me Whereas the year before and the two concerts previous,
we
used
much better. Yeah, of course you want to go with your friend. No question. Yeah. No question about it. Bernard Mulvaney is with us as well, Graham. You're a full-time carer and disability rights activist. Like, Bernard, it does seem like the whole thing could be better streamlined, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Andrea. Thanks very much for having me on. Look, you know, it's another one of the obstacles, the barriers that we face in the world of disability. Just even thinking there what Graham is saying, going back to, like, the Tree Arena is a very accessible venue, but the thing is, with the wheelchair and the companion, you are put in a certain section, which is the mid sort of section of the venue. And just recently, actually, myself, my wife, my son and my daughter, who's the wheelchair user, we decided we'd love to go to a concert there, a particular musician that they wanted to see, the kids. But I mean, it was just myself and Sophia on the platform area, and then my wife and her and my son, they were up the back away from us. Now, the staff were fully aware that the four of us had come to the gig together. I had sort of said to them, look, lads, can we get my wife and son down here, because we want to share this concert together. Yeah. They said, we can't yet, but we'll wait until about three or four songs in, and if the rest aren't occupied, listen, we'll get them down. But it's always that anxiety of wondering, are you going to be able to share this experience together?
And now, did you get to?
In fairness, we did. Now, in fairness, four songs in, there was a lot of places that weren't taken up, which, I'm always taken aback by this, because they were actually tickets that were sold. But for whatever reason, people didn't turn up. Mm. So then they came to us and said, listen, go on up and get your wife and son, and they can come down and join you. But it's sort of, I'm not going to lie, it takes a little bit from the night, because, you know, you're four songs into the gig, you know, you're enjoying it. Now, as Graham said there's just certain venues that are just off limits. Like, I mean, you just can't go, because, you know, are you going to be, like, I'm not going to let Sophia go into a pod on her own above a crowd to watch a gig and me standing down looking at her. Firstly, she wouldn't enjoy the experience, because it's a shared experience.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what you're doing.
You want to be with whoever you're with, and particularly more, as a parent.
Absolutely. Yeah. But more and more, it's become a case of, like, just even recently there now, the Coldplay gig. I mean, if you look at the accessible section, is down on the pitch, but it's only for the person with the disability who's the wheelchair user or the mobility issue and their care. And everyone else has to be just scattered to the four corners of the stadium. Now, the staff are always very good, and they try their very best to accommodate.
I know, and I've seen that in action, actually, with somebody. I was with at a gig before myself at the Three Arena, and it you know, there's no doubt about it. They do try their best, I suppose, to try and accommodate people. Bernard, we leave it there for the moment. Graham and Marie, thanks a million for getting in touch with us too and starting up the conversation. Texter says, we went to a Christmas show. Our family had to sit apart because one family member is a wheelchair user and had to sit alone. It's not shocking, though. Access for wheelchair users is just generally awful. And this texter says, attending events as a wheelchair user, it is always hassle. You're limited from the booking right through to the attendance. You can never book online. You have to wait till office hours, call the box office, even on Ticketmaster, says this listener, in their experience. This often means things can be sold out before you get to try to buy for a ticket. And then you're often separated from family and friends at the event too. The whole thing needs to be reworked. Keep your messages coming into us. You can drop me an email either. That's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Percent of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.